Talk a little bit about, obviously, with the pads being on today, things ramped up from a physical standpoint.
Sure. You know, I thought today was a good day. I really did. I thought that these guys came out and they were ready to go. I think the acclimation period really helps. You know, you kind of ramp it up from shells to pads and from conditioning to shells to pads, and I think that helps. And these guys went out there and competed. I'm not saying everything was, you know, the prettiest brand of football in the world, but I thought these guys got better today.
How's Fitzpatrick doing early on?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Coach, what can you tell us about the afternoon practices, what you're trying to accomplish?
Right. So it's basically a walkthrough, Mark. So we go out there. We're out there for about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. We're in the bubble. And we start out with special teams, and we try to correct things from the morning and then put in what's going in the next day. So that takes about a half an hour, and then we split up into O&D. And then O&D, it depends on what we have to get done that day. Maybe it's a protection issue from practice that we have to get fixed, or maybe it's a running game issue, or maybe it's the wide receivers have to work on splits or formations or timing of motions, onward and onward. You know, it depends on what we have to get fixed, and then we're installing. After that, we're installing what's going in the next day.
So does Aaron have an injury issue, or is he
out? He's dealing with something. He'll be fine. He'll be back. It's a minor deal. You know, it's a long season, and he'll be out there.
Is it him and Andre? Minor?
Yeah, it's minor. You know, just those guys have played a lot of football, so we'll make sure we do a good job of managing them through the season.
So you said when the pads go on, it's usually when you take a deeper look at the offensive and defensive lines. You have to look at everybody still, but first initial, not full, kind of first initial thoughts about those guys.
Yeah, I thought both sides of the ball had some good moments. Both sides of the ball had some moments that weren't so good. You know, that's probably typical for a first day in pads. I thought the goal line, the first team defensive line, did a really nice job on the goal line. We have to get better at that on offense. You know, we got to do a better job down there. Second team offense did a better job against the second team defense. You know, they scored a touchdown, although it took four downs, you know. So, you know, we got a long way to go there. But the guys were competing. You know, the defensive line plays very hard. You know, obviously with a guy like Watt up there, you know, it's a very, very difficult challenge. He's an excellent player. And, you know, so to block him day in and day out is only going to make us better.
Tell us a little bit about Keyshawn Martin, kind of what you've seen so far through this offseason. Now, talked yesterday about taking the next step.
Sure. I've seen improvement. I've definitely seen improvement from the first day of, you know, all the way back to our veteran mini camp. You know, the voluntary veteran minicamp in April there before the draft, you know, to where we are now. I think that whole position has improved, and Keyshawn's definitely a part of that. He's become a better route runner, a more sure-handed receiver. And you know, it's a battle at that position, so he's got to keep it going. He knows that. You know, we're in communication with all these guys all the time to make sure they know where they stand. And he's a guy that's gotten better and better, and very, very fun guy to coach, good guy, good team guy. Works hard every day.
Are you able to see the potential he has, and just seems like he's able to kind of already do some pretty good stuff out there?
I see the potential in all the rookies, Brian. I really do. But that's such a dangerous word, you know. You know, when you think about potential, we talk about that a lot with the younger guys. You know, the guys that have lasted a long time in this league, they've fulfilled their potential and then some. You know, the guys that are out there right now that are young and in their first year, you know, they're trying to fulfill that potential every day. And Xavier's no different than any other young guy. He's a very, very hardworking guy, great kid, fun guy to coach, very diligent in his preparation so far. He's just got to keep that going and get better. It's a big jump from, you know, blocking a college four technique to blocking J.J. Watt. You know, that's a different deal. So he's making that adjustment.
Coach, obviously you want them to be physical with pads and everything, but how do you gauge how physical, how much is too much, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, again, we have different ways of hitting. You know, we have a tag-off situation where we're not in a lot of contact. We have a thud situation where we don't go to the ground, which is mostly what we do when we're in full pads, and then we go live in certain situations. So, you know, we plan that out. We have a pretty good gauge on where the team's at, but they obviously have to hit. They have to tackle to be able to be ready for their first game, preseason, regular season. We've got to be able to hit and understand what it means to tackle and block and all those different things and take on a block. So, you know, that we'll keep ramping it up the same way every day here till their day off. Good? Thanks, guys.